Lesson 7, Healing for the Whole Person. Today's Bible lesson of the paralyzed man and his compassionate friends bringing him to Jesus shows us the altruistic nature of these friends. In the same vein, let's take a look at Tommy's story. Tommy's problems began after knee replacement surgery. Tommy was prescribed opioids after complications of the surgery developed. Tommy ended up on disability. Tommy was not allowed to babysit her 2-year-old granddaughter after a neighbor called Children's Protective Services when the toddler was seen wandering in the hallway of the apartment building. Tommy was depressed. She stopped answering her phone and responding to texts from friends and family. James, Karen, and Monique, Tommy's friends for more than 30 years, knew they had to do something to bring Tommy to a relationship with Christ, the first step to healing. The friends asked their respective churches to place their friend on the prayer list for a breakthrough. James, Karen, and Monique also fasted and prayed over lunch for 2 weeks. When Karen learned their church was sponsoring a revival to kick off the new year, Karen informed James and Monique, and they decided amongst themselves that they just had to get Tony to one of the nights of the revival, whether in person or virtually. As the friends were trying to figure out how to make this happen, a tearful Tommy called Monique and asked for help. And the rest is history. Tommy was taken to the revival by her friends. Afterward, Tommy sent a group text to her friends, stating that the revival was her saving grace. Tommy asked for God's forgiveness and accepted Christ in her life. Tommy is going to get the help and the counseling she needed, and she praised God in advance for her healing. Tommy recalls the evangelist asked one question repeatedly: "Do you want to be healed?" Tommy knew God was speaking directly to her. Tommy thanked her friends for their faith and for not giving up on her. Discussion questions. 1. Discuss the healing Tommy would receive when she accepted Christ. 2. Discuss when you have helped others in times of distress. 3. Imagine Tommy's life after the revival. Describe how Tommy became a walking testimony of Jesus' love, forgiveness, and joy.